Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everybody, I gotta just take a minute out to do a tribute to this extraordinary writer who works in our city.
Who's that?
He has covered sports in that town, God, a very long time. He goes back to you, right, Jonesy?
Yes, Les Bowen was great. I really
Les Bowen
him.
Was a great hockey writer. Now he is a great football writer, and he went to the trouble to track down Andy Reid and Chip Kelly. I was dying for somebody to do this to find out how they felt. And then I read what they said, and I didn't believe a word of it. But on the line of this, did he believe it? The great Les Bowen of the Daily News. Hello, Les. How are you doing today?
Boy, it's getting deep in the studio there. I tell you, I think I just won an Oscar or something.
You should have. Les, I love that you tracked these guys down because no one had found out what their reaction was to the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. Let's start with Andy Reid. What did you think of what he said?
Well, my answer to your first question is yes and no. I believe Andy. I don't believe Chip. Andy, you know, I'm sure Andy wished it was him, but he's the guy that invented Doug Peterson. I mean, Doug Peterson wasn't being interviewed by anybody else to be head coach 2 years ago. I honestly believe, you know, the way Andy left, it was on good terms. You remember they had the big ceremony in the cafeteria with all the employees, and they gave him a game ball with his record on it and stuff. I mean, I don't think Andy hates the Eagles or anything like that. I think he likes Jeffrey Lurie. I think he realizes he was given every opportunity here to get it done. You know, I honestly believe Andy was happy for them.
But obviously, he would rather
it was him, but I do believe that Andy, you know, wanted the Eagles to win that game. For one thing, he hates the Patriots because he's in the same conference with them now. And, you know,
but Les.
I had no problem believing what Andy said.
Les.
Chip was a different matter.
When you leave the Daily News and somebody takes over your job, do you want them to do better than you did?
It depends on what I'm doing, I guess.
You have a legacy, and it's going to make your legacy seem less if the next guy in wins it all.
I also have an obligation to the institution, though. I feel, you know, the institution, well, coming up on 35 years now, has supported me and, you know, done a lot for me. We've been through a lot over the years, and I don't want them to suffer, you know.
It would be like you, Ange, if you left here and someone that you recommended to take over did well. You'd be happy for
it. You know what? That does make it different.
Yeah.
It does make it different.
Yeah.
But you can't go through 14 years. He said to Les, clean your ears out, Les, right?
Remember that exchange?
Sure. And then watch the next guy in win in the second year and not say to yourself, how the hell did I not do this?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure the way they won that game, the improbability of everything that happened, I'm sure he was like rolling his eyes and like looking at the heavens like, you know, why, Lord? Why couldn't things have gone? Why couldn't our game in Jacksonville have, somebody got a strip sack at the right time?
What are the odds, Les, that Andy Reid would have ever called a Philly special?
You know, I've thought a lot about that. I knew you were going to ask me that. And it's not impossible. I mean, he was not a great gambler, but he loved gadget plays. You remember Chad Hall and Rena Mahe?
He would have blown
Ronnie
a couple
Brown
timeouts, though,
line.
Before it.
You know, nobody – that's where Doug gets the trick play. Right. Andy loves gadget plays. So I'm not sure that he wouldn't have called it, but it would have taken him too long, and he would have had to take a timeout, or they would have been penalized back to the 7 because he couldn't get the play in, you know.
All right. Let's get to Chip, because I'm amazed he took your call, Les, right? Now, I'm sure you're on good terms, but I wouldn't think he wanted to talk about this. Tell us about your conversation with Chip about the Eagles winning the Super Bowl.
Well, this was complicated because I didn't have a number for Chip. When he was in Philadelphia, nobody had his number.
Right.
You know, you guys probably did because you did a show with him, but I didn't for sure. And I actually tried. I had this idea during Super Bowl week, leading up to the Super Bowl, when I was rattling around the Mall of America. Yeah, I wanted to get hold of Chip, and I tried a couple people, and I could not get his number. And then after I talked to Andy at the Combine in Indianapolis, I started thinking, frankly, I didn't have enough from Andy to really make a good story. So I thought, what else could I do here? Right. So I thought, Chip, I can try Chip. So it just so happened that at breakfast at a hotel, I happened to bump into somebody, and I can't say who it was, who had Chip's number and was willing to give it to me. Mm. So I texted him thinking, well, this is never going to work. And as a former writer, you'll appreciate this. Middle of the afternoon, I was thinking, well, I can actually get done early today. I'd figured out a way to make a whole story out of the Andy thing. Written the whole thing. I was ready to file it. I was thinking, yeah, I can go back to the hotel, go to the fitness room, you know. Mm. I get a text from Chip, can I call you after I finish this meeting? Well, sure.
What would you have done if you had already sent the story in? You would have had to do a separate one, right?
I would have had to
right?
tell him, hey, yeah. I got, you know, I'm going to have to rewrite this, you know. But,
sure.
You know, so he did call me back. And I don't believe, you know, I think what he wanted was to sort of, like, I'm fine now, you know, like, yeah. I don't care that my girlfriend dumped me and married, you know, George Clooney or something, you know, I'm fine, you know.
Right.
I do believe, again, he had people on the team he was happy for. Brent Celek, he was very close to and remains close to.
Yeah.
Some of the coaches that stayed on, like Jeff Stoutland and Corey Unwin and Dave Phipp, the special teams coach. You actually did a story Super Bowl week about those guys and how, you know, their careers were in ashes when Chip was fired. They didn't even know if they'd still have jobs or if they'd stay in the league or whatever. And Doug kept them, and now they're in the Super Bowl, you know. So all those guys he was happy for, I'm sure. He also has a lot of friends on the Patriots, so you remember how the Eagles
practiced
with the Patriots. So
yeah.
I don't think he was all that happy for the Eagles, and I'm sure he was not happy for Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman because he left in a very different mood than Andy Reid.
Oh, yeah, but Les, this is the thing. Roseman, he forced out. Roseman comes back and builds a champion. Foles, he never liked. We knew he didn't like him. He discarded Foles. Foles comes back and wins the championship. He couldn't look worse. I don't see how Chip could look worse. And then he tells us he's really happy for Celek and some of the coaches. He's not happy. There's no way he was happy, Les. No way.
We also gave an extended oration about Nick Foles. And, you know, Nick Foles is a great guy. And I think I think Chip probably feels some remorse there because Foles really is a tremendous, you know, he's one of the nicest people in the world and one of the best, you know, stable, solid, you know, and Chip went on and on about that, but you're right. The fact is, during that entire wonderful year of 2013 that Foles had, Chip never – we had that whole back and forth, you know, all through December about why he wouldn't declare him the long-term starter. And then the next year, when Foles got hurt, that was it, you know. Next thing we knew, he was being traded to St. Louis for Sam Bradford, so –
All I needed, and it's a great story. You got to go to philly.com and read it because it's the last ball of the day. All I needed Chip to say was, damn it, I should have gone to the Christmas party. That's all I needed him to say.
There you go.
But last thing, because you've covered the Eagles, you've been around the team for a long time. Was winning it all, as you look back a month now, was the reaction everything you thought it would be?
Absolutely. It went by too fast, though.
Yeah.
The game especially, you know how it is when you're working at a game. You know, the whole fourth quarter I was writing, and I was also trying to be in the moment. You know, I would be like, stop writing and look up. And I have to do – you're writing a story that people are going to pay $4 for because we jacked up the price the next day and keep – you know, they're going to keep this forever. And, you know, on the other hand – you're watching something that is the most amazing thing I've ever seen in 40 years as a sports writer. So you want to you want to remember it. And it was kind of a bit frustrating in that regard.
All right, but you got this.
What I did was long after the game, I ran down to the field and stuffed my pockets full of confetti. And I've been giving out little baggies of confetti, like to my dentist and my neighbor, like relics of the true cross, you know.
Oh, that's cool. That is great. Les, I'm happy for you, too. I'm happy for everybody who went through all this for so many years and finally got to see it. It was a great, great thing to experience. And read Les every day because he's always got something great for you. Thank you, Les.
Thanks, guys.
I agree with
Les
that.
Bowen.
I live by that.
What's that?
Read Les every day.
No,
that's all I heard him say.
Bowen.
That's all I heard too.
He's also a great follower.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.